All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We're diving into something pretty cool today, something that might just change how you think about handling those really complex projects that we all have to deal with.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we're talking about Ashby's Law of Requisite Variety.
Oh, Ashby's Law, fascinating stuff.
It is. Now, I'm sure you've heard the saying, complexity needs complex solutions.
Right.
But we've got some really cool insights from Gerhard Friedrich that... Well, they kind of challenge that whole idea.
I see. So we're going to be doing some myth busting today.
You got it. We're going to see if maybe simplicity is the real key to conquering complexity. Who knows?
That's a great angle. I'm excited to dive in.
Me too. Now, before we get ahead of ourselves, I think we should start by really clarifying what Ashby's Law actually says. You know, everyone throws around that, quote, only variety can destroy variety.
Right, right. It's almost become a cliche.
Exactly. But what does it really mean? You know, practically speaking.
Well, Ashby himself used a game theory example to illustrate his point. He imagined two players, let's just call them R and D.
Okay, R and D.
So player D has a certain number of moves they can make. And to win, player R has to have enough variety in their own moves to counter whatever D throws at them.
So it's like the more options D has.
The more options R needs to have to effectively... reduce the variety of those possible outcomes.
So it's kind of like a strategic chess match. You have to be ready for anything your opponent might throw at you.
Exactly. You need to anticipate and respond effectively.
But if we're talking about simplifying things,
mm-hmm.
how does this idea of needing more variety to manage variety even make sense?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And that's where Friedrich's work really comes into play. He uses this brilliant counterexample, swatting a fly.
Okay, a fly.
Yeah, think about it. A fly's movement is incredibly complex, almost unpredictable.
Yeah, have you ever tried to swat a fly? It's like they're little ninjas.
Exactly. But you don't need some, super complex solution to counter that complexity. You just, you swat it with a fly swatter.
So you're basically like changing the rules of the game.
Exactly. You're not playing by the fly's rules anymore.
So we need to be able to recognize when we can step outside the existing system and try a totally different approach instead of getting lost in trying to, match complexity with more complexity.
Precisely. Ashby's Law works within a specific system with set rules. But if you shift your perspective, you can often overcome complexity with a much simpler solution.
Wow. That's a real game changer when it comes to problem solving. But how does this all apply to projects, where things aren't always as simple as swatting a fly?
Well, think of it this way. That oversimplified version of Ashby's Law can trick you into thinking that a complex project needs an equally complex structure to manage it. More people, more processes, more layers of control. But that often just leads to what we call more of the same.
And that rarely solves the problem,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And, it might seem counterintuitive, but I've seen it so many times. Adding complexity to an already complex situation just makes things worse.
It's like you're trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
That's a great analogy. And Paul Watzlawick, brilliant systems thinker, actually called this more of the same approach a recipe for disaster.
Wow, a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So if adding more complexity isn't the answer, what is? How do we actually reduce complexity in a way that helps us manage these intricate projects more effectively?
Well, Nicholas Luhmann, another incredibly insightful thinker, argued that reducing complexity is a crucial skill for any organization. It's not about avoiding it completely, but about simplifying it strategically. One really powerful example of this is building trust within a project team.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. When you have a high level of trust, you can get rid of a lot of those control mechanisms and oversight processes that just add, more complexity.
Exactly. Trust allows for more streamlined decision-making. Individuals feel empowered to act without needing constant approval.
It's about giving people the freedom to do their best work without being micromanaged.
Precisely. This simpler structure, built on that foundation of trust, can be far more effective than adding layers of bureaucracy.
So we're starting to see how all of this ties together, but are there any real-world examples of this in action? Beyond the theory, how do we actually put these ideas into practice?
Well, one of the best examples we can look at is our agile project management methodologies. They embody this idea of using simplicity to manage complexity.
Wait, agile? I always thought that was just for software development. How does that work for, for other types of projects like building a bridge or launching a marketing campaign?
The great thing about agile principles is that they're surprisingly versatile. Things like, breaking down a large project into smaller chunks, focusing on delivering working pieces of the project, and embracing those regular feedback loops, these can be applied to almost any type of project.
So it's less about the specific tools and more about the overall philosophy.
Precisely. And the results speak for themselves. The Standish Group, they track IT project success rates, found that agile methods have a much higher success rate, especially for large, complex software projects than traditional methods.
Okay, so it sounds like we're seeing a pattern here. Complexity doesn't always need complexity to solve it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest, most streamlined solutions are the most effective, especially when we're willing to, to think outside the box and get rid of that unnecessary complexity.
You've got it. It's about finding those elegant, efficient solutions.
That's brilliant. And it really makes you think differently about how we approach these really challenging problems.
It certainly does. And it all comes down to understanding Ashby's law in context.
So it's like the law of gravity. Sure, in a vacuum, objects fall at the same rate. But in real life, there's air resistance and other things that change how things actually work.
Exactly. The same applies to Ashby's law. In a closed system, yes, you might need more variety to counter variety. But in real-world projects, there are often opportunities to simplify, to step outside that system.
So it's not just about simplifying for the sake of it. It's about finding the right kind of simplification, the one that actually helps us get the job done in the most effective way.
Absolutely. And Agile provides some great examples of that. It embraces the complexity that's inherent in many projects, but it finds ways to manage it in a way that's sustainable and, remarkably effective.
This deep dive has been, it's been really eye-opening. We've gone from game theory to fly swatting to agile project management, and I feel like I have a whole new toolkit for tackling these complex challenges.
That's fantastic to hear. It's all about expanding our perspectives and finding new ways to approach those tricky problems.
It really is. And I'm sure our listeners are getting a lot out of this too. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our deep dive. Stay tuned.
It's funny, isn't it, how we often think that complexity equals sophistication. Like, the more complicated something is, the better it must be.
It's true. We think that a really complex solution makes us look smarter, even as a simpler approach would actually be more effective.
Yeah. It's almost like intellectual posturing. We get so lost in these really convoluted solutions when a simpler approach would actually be... it would just be better.
It reminds me of all those crazy project plans I've seen, with those giant Gantt charts and all those interdependencies that honestly nobody really understands.
Oh, Gantt charts. A classic example of complexity gone wrong. You get so focused on mapping out every single detail that you completely forget about the big picture.
And then inevitably something changes because, let's face it, in complex projects, things always change.
Exactly. And then that whole elaborate structure just falls apart.
So what's the alternative?
Well, we need to embrace the fact that complex projects are iterative, Instead of trying to plan every single thing in advance, agile methodologies acknowledge that change is, it's inevitable.
Okay, so it's about being flexible, being able to adapt.
Right. And it's about giving the people who are actually doing the work the power to make decisions, to adjust course as needed.
Instead of getting stuck in all those layers of approval and bureaucracy.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the importance of trust.
Yeah, you're right. Trust is key to reducing complexity.
When you have trust within a team, you don't need all those rules and regulations.
People can communicate openly and collaborate more effectively.
And make decisions without having to ask for permission every step of the way.
It's almost like the difference between a tightly controlled environment and a more self-organizing system.
Think about nature. A complex ecosystem like a rainforest thrives not because of, strict control. It's because of that complex web of relationships between all those diverse elements.
That's a great analogy. Nature is full of examples of how complex systems really work.
It is. And just like in nature, there's a balance to be struck, We're not saying there should be no structure at all.
It's about finding that sweet spot.
Right. That right level of simplicity that allows for both adaptability and effectiveness.
So how do we find that sweet spot for our own projects?
Well, a good place to start is by constantly asking ourselves, what's the simplest way to achieve our goal? What can we get rid of without sacrificing quality?
It's about being willing to strip things down to the essentials.
Exactly. And another key principle is to always keep the value we're delivering front and center,
So are we adding complexity that doesn't actually help us achieve our goal?
Right. It's easy to get lost in the details and lose sight of the bigger picture.
We need to keep asking ourselves, why are we doing this? What are we trying to achieve?
Absolutely. And a third principle, which goes back to our discussion on trust, is to empower the people who are actually doing the work.
Give them the freedom to experiment, to come up with creative solutions.
Because, let's be honest, in complex environments, mistakes are going to happen.
The important thing is to learn from them.
Exactly. Agile methodologies are great at incorporating this. They build in regular feedback loops and encourage teams to continuously improve.
You know, this makes me realize how counterproductive those traditional hierarchical approaches to project management can be in complex environments.
Oh, absolutely. They were designed for a world that was predictable, you know, where you could plan everything out in advance and just stick to the schedule.
But that's not the world we live in anymore.
Right. We need approaches that are more adaptable, more responsive.
Approaches that work with the dynamic nature of complexity, not against it.
Exactly. And that's what Agile offers. It's not, you know, a magic solution or anything, but it gives us a framework for working with complexity, not trying to control it.
And that requires a pretty big shift in mindset, right?
It does. It's about moving away from that need for control and embracing empowerment.
Yeah. Moving from a fear of failure to a willingness to experiment and learn, it's a pretty powerful concept. It seems like embracing simplicity and agility can make our work lives more fulfilling, more engaging.
I think you're right. It's about finding ways to work that are more in line with the way the world actually works.
It's about finding a sense of purpose in our work.
Exactly. It's about embracing change, you know, and finding ways to navigate it with a sense of grace and flexibility.
It sounds like a pretty amazing journey.
It is. It's a journey that challenges us to question everything, to think differently, to constantly be looking for ways to simplify and improve.
And a journey that can lead to real joy in our work.
Absolutely. And who doesn't want a little more of that?
This has been a truly enlightening conversation. We've learned so much about Ashby's Law and this whole new way of approaching complexity.
I hope our listeners are feeling inspired to explore these ideas and find ways to apply them to their own work.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this idea of simplification and agility as a path to a more fulfilling work life. It seems like it goes beyond just managing projects, It's almost like a new way of being.
I think you're absolutely right. It's about embracing the fact that the world is constantly changing
Yeah.
and finding ways to not just survive, but to thrive in that kind of environment.
It's a beautiful way to put it. Well, we've covered a lot today, from debunking myths about Ashby's Law to exploring the power of simplification and agility. But I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear your final insights on how to put all of this into practice.
I'm happy to share some final thoughts, but first, I'd love to hear what's resonating with our listeners. What are you thinking about? What questions do you have?
That's a great point. We love hearing from our listeners. So if you're out there and something is really striking a chord with you, if you have a question or a thought you want to share, please reach out. You can find us on social media or through our website. We're always excited to connect and keep the conversation going. It's so great to hear that our listeners are really engaged with this topic. It's clearly something that resonates with a lot of people. So let's try to bring it all together. To answer your question about putting these ideas into practice, I think it all starts with a real shift in perspective.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. It's not just about, learning new tricks or tools. It's about changing how we see complexity itself.
So instead of seeing complexity as something to be afraid of or to avoid, we can actually see it as a source of creativity.
Right. It's about embracing the unknown, the parts we can't predict, and being open to those unexpected breakthroughs that can come from complex systems.
And that probably takes a good dose of humility, right? Admitting that we don't have all the answers, that we can't control everything.
Humility is huge. We have to let go of that illusion of control, and really embrace the fact that working within complex systems means being willing to experiment, to try things out.
So it's about trusting the process, even when things feel a little chaotic, believing that there's an order emerging, and that by by embracing simplicity and agility, we can navigate it more effectively.
Trusting the process, yeah, that's a big one. It's about having faith that the system can, that it can self-organize, that it can adapt, yeah. Even when we don't have every little detail planned out.
It's almost like being a gardener, right? You can't control exactly how every plant is going to grow, but you can tend to the overall conditions, the environment, to help them flourish.
That's a great analogy. And it highlights how important it is to create an environment where people feel like they can, that they can try things out, take some risks, and learn from their mistakes.
Because let's be real, in complex situations, mistakes are going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the people who are closest to the work who have the best insights into the complexity they're dealing with.
So leadership really matters here, right? Mm. Leaders have to create an environment where trust and collaboration can thrive.
Yeah, it's about moving away from that command and control style of leadership and being more facilitative, more supportive.
So leaders need to be clear about the vision, the purpose.
Yeah.
But then step back and trust their teams to figure out how to get there.
Exactly. It's about offering guidance, being there to support, but also giving people the freedom to explore, to experiment, to make their own unique contributions.
And all of that comes down to trust, right? To truly believing in the abilities and the creativity of the people you're working with.
Trust it's the foundation, yeah.
Yeah.
It's what makes simplicity and agility possible. And ultimately, it's what leads to better results.
It sounds like cultivating that trust within our teams, within our organizations, it can really, really open up so many possibilities.
It really can. And it's a journey, it's a process, but it's worth it.
This conversation has been incredible. I mean, we've really gone deep, haven't we? We've demystified Ashby's Law. We've explored a whole new way of thinking about complexity.
And hopefully our listeners are feeling inspired and ready to take on the complexity in their own lives and in their work.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I'd say the most important thing is to remember that complexity doesn't have to be this scary, overwhelming thing. You know, by embracing simplicity, by embracing agility, and by building trust, we can not only manage complexity better, we can actually unlock new levels of creativity and innovation.
That's a fantastic message to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the world of Ashby's Law and beyond. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and that you're feeling inspired to approach complexity with a fresh perspective. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.